Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 384. Where do I start? Hey, I appreciate you taking some time and listening, but it could be one of those, I was not going into work because of Super Bowl Monday. I know that there's a certain member of my household who's quite happy with the outcome of the game. Whatever reason, I do appreciate you stopping on by, the kind words you've been sending in, and the support you continue to give the Moose Podcast. This week again, I'm using the Adobe Beta Podcast, which will create a transcript, which you will find on the blog post for the podcast on the website. iTunes is supposed to be doing the transcript as well, so hopefully all those bases are covered. So you can take advantage of all the trivia that I'm able to pass along. Hey, end of this month in Butte, Montana, Jake and I will be at the Montana Aviation Conference. We'll actually have a booth there, and it is strictly there to answer questions to help folks any and all we can when it comes to aviation and aviation photography. Would love to have you drop by if you're in the neighborhood. Butte's a really cool town. Might not know this, but it actually, there's a hangar there at the airport where Charles Lindbergh came with the Eagle on his tour after he crossed the Atlantic in it. So it's got some great aviation history. It's a cool town. We'll be there. Come on by. Love to say hello. I want to thank my good friend at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com. Hey, you've probably heard about this little show going on in April, the solar eclipse. Bedford's has got all the kind of supplies you need to see this incredible wonder as it cuts across the continent. And besides that, you know, they have incredible inventory of lots of great goods. They've got that big set of Nikon savings going right now. They have Bedford School of Imaging. All the stores have got some great classes. You know, they got prices, service, the home of the Moose discount. These guys, they rock. And of course, they are sponsors of the Moose Podcast. They have been for years. I love these guys. Want to thank them for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. And when you have a chance, make sure you stop by. Take in some of that goodness, get that discount, and tell them thanks for all they do to sponsor and support us photographers. Well, getting into this week's episode, where do I start? I've kind of grazed on this topic a couple times in the past over the years, but I had a phone call this past week that has me still, even to this point, kind of scratching my head, to say the least. And question, which I really am not 100% sure what the question was, but at the heart of it is, where do I start? Where do you start when it comes to any aspect of photography? I mean, that was the quick of it all. And, you know, gosh, one of the hardest things to do in photography, as far as I'm concerned, is actually asking the question to get the answer you need to take the next step. It's kind of like which came first, the pixel or chicken. You've got to know so much information to formulate the question and then get the question out in the way that you get the answer that allows you to answer your question that helps you clear the road. Now, in this case, where do I start? It was as in literal. In this case, this photographer who has enjoyed success in another genre of photography wants to get involved in another genre of photography. And this is if I understand what he was trying to express, because it was a challenge. And it's so there's a couple of things that goes on here. And, you know, I wish I was quicker on my feet to have thought of asking these questions at the time. I regret I wasn't, but I should have asked this new genre in which you want to step into. Why? And I think that's an important question to ask when it comes to where do I start? Is why do I want to start here? As in this case, do I start in this genre, start in this town, start with this brand, or start with this software? Why, what attracts me to start there? You've got to ask yourself that question. And one of that, and part of that, and I think is really important, and this is the one answer I did provide, which I think really felt really flat for him. And perhaps that's a telling thing, but I said, you've got to start with the passion. You've got to start with the passion. And in business, there was even a couple commercials in the Super Bowl on this theme. But you've got to have inside of you that fire, that hunger, that desire, that whatever and wherever you're going to take that camera is one that is passion driven. And why is that the cornerstone rather than, you know, going to photography school or buying this brand or having that lens or following this mentor? And that's because as human beings, we all know things change. And part of that change is, of course, with inside of us. You listen to any of the podcasts, you know that I think one of the most important aspects of photography, especially when it comes to growing, comes from inside of us. And the two things that are really important inside of us that makes us all work is our head and our heart. So that passion, you know, going to my own beginnings, while I was originally thinking I was going to be in advertising, especially in small products and fashion, it was apparent within 9 months that was not going to cut it for me. I enjoyed it, but it was stifling. So then I kind of am doing what I am suggesting here. And when it comes to where do you start, I threw caution to the wind and I strictly went with critters, with wildlife, which I had a passion for them in every sense of the word, but I, at that point in time, had not pointed a camera at them, let alone trying to, back then, I didn't have these thoughts, but getting the coverage and the stories and sharing them, you know, that wasn't even part of the original passion package. It was simply trying to get the photograph, that basic first step. And then in 2008, that passion for aviation, which wasn't dormant, but it wasn't like seething either, like it is now. But it was all of a sudden like reignited. And I already had a somewhat of a skill base for some of the basics because I'd already been shooting for over a couple of decades photographing critters. But I really was kind of starting off at ground zero like anybody else, because of aviation is it's not like you can say, okay, I want to photograph Old Faithful. I need to go to Yellowstone, or, you know, I want to photograph grizzly bears, so I'm heading up to the Katmai Peninsula. It wasn't like you can't just say, well, I'm going to photograph P-51 Mustangs. I'm going to go to point A or B. So it required a passion, which continually with both those genres that I love so much. And yeah, landscapes in there as well, and other little things that I do. But those two headliners, it's that passion that gave me the genesis of where I started. So where do you start? I know photographers want or think they need more concrete kind of f-stop, shutter speed, focal length, ISO kind of information to know where they start. But that stuff, you figured it all out. You will figure it out. And some of it you will master, and some of it might challenge you. And that's what makes you go out the next day and the next day and the next day. And that is, you know, the desire to figure it out, the desire to go back out the next day, the next day, the next day, is passion driven, which is why it is so critically important that when you say, where do I start? You've got to start with something you love. And here's the side of this that, well, some people are talking about it more, but not many, because it's kind of a downer in a way. But you have to understand and realize that it won't be a bed of roses the entire time. You won't have 100% success. If I'm always feel lucky if I take two steps forward and only have to take one step back. It's a process. Photography, storytelling, sharing, business, communication, storage, finishing, education, acquiring gear, finding time, finding subjects, making the shot, making the shot. It is a continual process. And if you hit pause and rewind and listen to that list again, realize I'm barely scratching the list. That is part of why you got to start with your passion, because the list is really long. And there are times where, and I've mentioned this, I don't know how many times over the years, the podcast, there are many valleys and there are many peaks. There's not a lot of flat land in this process. It's a continual kind of going up, going down. Sometimes going up is gradual, coming down is really fast. And sometimes the opposite. You can go up really fast and come down, kind of really, plateau and then slowly come down. That's the way of a creative. That's the way of a photography. No matter the genre in which you decide your passion is lit, so the thing that's probably the most important part, can't underline this enough, can't emphasize this enough. I could, if it make any difference, but I know that the AI would, flatline me, I would scream it out loud. The thing that is the most important is you do start. You do start. I know, and it kind of brings me sorrow, a number of really amazing, talented photographers who practice their craft. They're very good at it. But the photographs, they don't do anything with them. They don't share them. They don't try to make money from them. They don't. I don't know how much they actually enjoy them after the process. And I think that is in part because the passion that they had when they started somehow is not as hot, as burning. And that sometimes makes me wonder if did I do something to douse that passion? Did life do something to douse that passion? Did photography itself leave them flat? So just because you have the passion, don't think that everything's going to be a bed of roses and turn out perfectly. But boy, I tell you, those photographers who I get to spend time with, my peers who are busy at it like I am, I know that for all of us, that passion is what keeps us moving forward and our photography moving forward. And I think it will do the same for you. So whatever it happens to be in photography, when you ask yourself, where do I start? Start with the heart. Start with the heart. You folks have a marvelous week. Speaking of the heart, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Make sure you tell those you love them dearly. It's important. And remember to make every click your story.